Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying pleasant weather, making it an ideal day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports Prime Minister Netanyahu stated the IDF will remain in Gaza until Hamas is completely disarmed. He dismissed the 15-point document at the start of a cabinet meeting, emphasizing ongoing talks with the U.S. Also in the past hour, Maariv reports U.S. President Donald Trump indicated a willingness to waive nuclear demands from Iran during closed talks seeking to move past a comprehensive deal. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms Israel's rejection of the Peace Board's 15-point plan, maintaining that IDF forces will not leave Gaza without Hamas disarmament. Separately, Israel Hayom has just reported an indictment against three minors in Be'er Sheva. They allegedly threatened two boys with a knife, forcing them into committing and filming sexual offenses. And finally, Ynet reports this hour that the IDF believes an old Hezbollah explosive killed two Israeli reservists in South Lebanon. The device likely predates the ceasefire amid ongoing Hezbollah drone and weapons activity. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Hamas expects the U.S. and mediators to pressure Netanyahu to adhere to a roadmap. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that senior Hamas official Bazem Naim emphasized the group's commitment to a roadmap agreed with mediators and Peace Council representatives in Cairo. Ayman Dean, a security expert, remarked earlier today that if the U.S. exits without a nuclear deal, it would be a monumental foreign policy error, potentially handing geopolitical power to China and destabilizing the Middle East. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Israel Hayom reports Prime Minister Netanyahu's firm stance on IDF withdrawal. He rejected the 15-point peace proposal, stating that disarming Hamas is non-negotiable. This decision comes as Israel continues diplomatic discussions with the United States. The outcome will significantly impact peace efforts and regional stability. Turning to the U.S. and Iran, according to Maariv, President Trump's discussions indicate a shift in strategy concerning Iran. By considering waiving nuclear demands, Trump aims to facilitate diplomatic progress. This development could alter Middle East dynamics and influence future U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, in Be'er Sheva, an indictment has been filed against three minors for a serious incident. Israel Hayom reports they forced two boys into committing sexual offenses under threat. The case highlights ongoing concerns about youth violence in the region. Finally, Ynet's report on the tragic incident in South Lebanon reveals an old Hezbollah explosive caused the deaths of two Israeli reservists. The military believes the device was planted before the ceasefire. This incident underscores the persistent threat posed by Hezbollah's military activities. On the economic front, first, KTEK reports that a Unit 8200 soldier has been recognized as a disabled veteran due to stress-related illness. The court's decision highlights the intense conditions faced by military personnel. Separately, Walla Business highlights the resilience of northern Israeli communities as the north faced evacuation. Longtime residents share their experiences of keeping the region stable during crises. And finally, Globes reveals that Likud has regained a lead in political polls. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu still faces challenges in forming a new government, with questions around coalition possibilities and Arab party involvement. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.